Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities. And they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Thank you.
Hello. What's up? Are we show bound? Is it show time? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm calling to talk to everybody in Las Vegas and everybody around the world. Today is Friday, September 28th, 2018. And today we've dedicated our show to talking about solving the homeless problem. I am trying to figure out if we're on the air, so I'm trying to talk to my engineer. Donald, are you there?
Yes.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air.
Okay.
What's happening there in Las Vegas?
All right. Yep. I guess you played the opening drop for him already. And
yep, and I'll play
you
the song.
Played a song. Okay. Yeah, well, unfortunately, I've been unable to contact our guest for the radio show today. I don't know what's going on that end. I'm really disappointed, but I put the word out for somebody to holler at him, and hopefully he'll call us sometime during the show, and we can talk with him. Otherwise, we'll just have our regular show, and we're inviting anybody to call in and give us your comments on what we're talking about. We're talking about the food situation with casinos and the restaurants in the casinos throwing away food. And we want to contact, we want everybody to call the candidates that are running for senator and to let them know that they need to talk up the idea that food, instead of being thrown away at the casinos and the restaurants, the extra food could be given to the homeless agencies, and the agencies can give the food to the homeless. Now, we're talking about the agencies that have access to refrigerated trucks, where they can go to the casinos, go to the restaurants, and pick up the food and store it in a refrigerated area for up to 24 hours. And then they can take the food and give it to the homeless on the streets. So that's what we're in favor of, and we'd like everybody to call and talk to the candidates that are running for office, and the election is November 5th, 2018, where all of the candidates, we need to talk to them and let them know that we're in favor of them changing the rules about throwing away food, that they can give the food to the homeless agencies. And the homeless agencies can give the food to the homeless. So that's what our mission is right now. And we're hoping that we can get everybody that's listening to our radio show to contact the candidates and let them know what you feel about them. And how they can be in favor of the restaurants giving away the extra food that they have at the end of the night to the homeless agencies, and then the agencies can give the food away to the homeless. And if we get that going all around the country, then there's been a statement or a point of fact that this will cut down on the use of food stamps, and they'd be able to take the money that they're using to pay for food on food stamps, and they'd be able to build low-income housing so that they can house the homeless people. They can build low-income housing and be able to put homeless people in housing and get them off of the street. So we've had several people that called in with that idea, and that sounds like a good idea to me. I think that will work just fine if we get government-assisted low-income housing, and the homeless people can be put in the housing, and that'll get them off of the street. So I'm in favor of that. Okay, I recorded a drop so that people will know where to go get food to eat in Las Vegas. So, Donald, can you play the recorded message? I'd like to give a list of all of the places homeless people can go to eat. From 5 till 7, you can go to Catholic Charities, and that's on the corner of Owens and Main Street, and they serve coffee and donuts in the morning. And from 9 o'clock, you can get in line to go into the dining hall at Catholic Charities, and they serve food from 9 till 11 o'clock, and that's at Catholic Charities. And then they have a day camp that's located on Foremaster and between Las Vegas Boulevard and Main Street, and they offer several different kinds of services. But they have bathrooms and showers and certain city services at that location. And then Salvation Army has a dining hall that serves food from 2 o'clock till 4 o'clock. And you can line up at the dining hall at 1 o'clock and get in line to eat. And that's at Salvation Army. And then at 4 o'clock, you can go to the Rescue Mission, which is on the corner of Bonanza and Grandy. And at 5 o'clock, they start serving dinner from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Now, also on the corner of Grandy, there's a medical center. So share that with anybody you know that's homeless, so that they can get food and they can get medical attention and they can get services from the city.
Thank you.
are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and we want to make an announcement. We found an agency called MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and they are a national organization that has found a loophole in restaurants giving food to the agencies that are registered as charities so that they can get the food to give to the homeless. And this agency is a national agency, and it has recruited restaurants and stores all over the country to pick up food from the restaurants and to be able to give it to the homeless people in their cities. So we want to congratulate that agency, and we want to wish them well. And also we want to say that anybody in Las Vegas that has a restaurant or a store that's interested in giving food to the homeless, they can contact that agency called MEANS, M-E-A-N-S, and they can contact them, and if they're a registered charity, they can get the approval to get food from the restaurants and from the stores to give food to the homeless people. So we wanted to make that mention on the show for everybody listening that you can make a contribution to the MEANS organization about the food that you have. All right. Also, we have a caller on the line. He's talked to us before, and we always welcome his perspective on the things that they're doing with his organization. His name is Pastor Don Jr., and he has an organization that's working nationally, and they've been in Vegas, and now they're in another city, in another state, spreading the message and the word. So, Pastor, how are you doing today?
Greetings in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. I am just so happy and elated. You welcome, baby. I'm so happy my daughter's here. We got it on the loudspeaker, man. I'm just thankful that somebody else is out there working in the field. In the Bible, they said they send them out in groups of twos, and sometimes you run out of resources. We need to work together and unify. It's a 24-hour day. That's why it's 12 months in a year. And if you look at a day, it's 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness. Some places, it don't ever go dark. I say all that to say, in Las Vegas, the homeless situation is one of the most craziest situations in the world because some people, they lose their lunch on one roll of the dice, and then they're stuck there for 4 or 5 years. And when they fall asleep at the casinos, the police actually lock people up from going to sleep in casinos. So a lot of people don't know how it is in Las Vegas. And then the funniest thing is the homeless people aren't really, they're not bad people, they're not unsavory people, and some of the people that's actually homeless, they're very, 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 very well off, deep. They have doctorate degrees, they have bachelor's degrees, they have so many different degrees and so much wisdom and knowledge. Just because their personal situation and a couple poor choices, their whole situation got shaken and shifted. So no matter what goes on, not only do these people need to eat every day, they're some of the people who saved so many people's lives. And then when their wives cheated on them or something mitigating the circumstance happened, they lost their mind for 5 minutes, and people forget them doing thousands upon thousands of things right. They focus on the wrong thing, everybody turned it back, and then they left to pick up the pieces. So I say this to say it's commendable for you to give out those resources, to have people come on this radio network to talk about the situation, not to sweep up under the rug, but to talk in a general light where the congressmen have to get involved, because there's enough, more than enough resources with the government money and cryptocurrency for us not to have any homeless situation. When you go to Henderson and you go to different places in the outskirts of Las Vegas, you do see empty houses where people lost their houses over foreclosures, but some of these houses have 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 rooms. So with these many rooms, there's no reason why we should have a homeless situation when the house has been sitting on the market for 10 years and the upkeep of the house is not working. They might as well have some of the homeless people live in those different mansions and whatnot and get on their feet, work together. They can build a call center in one of these houses, let the people work there, live there. They can utilize those resources and then disperse them to where they need to go in Las Vegas. So I say to say, we've been on over 1,500 radio networks as the winning team, 300 strong. We've been here before. We have to make sure that we're talking to people, taking notes, getting the right intel. So when we do lay out these buildings and build these houses and gut these 22 abandoned buildings, we want to make sure that the people that's in these buildings are just as serious about it. So the generation on the generation is being taught the wisdom, and in the initial initiative, while we're dealing with the problem that's the media in front of us, the people's stomach that's growling, I love the idea with the restaurant situation, taking it a step further. We have to have a network where not only are we feeding these people, but we're creating revenue situations where we got jobs and situations for them, not only to get resources to eat, but so they can take care of themselves, because they might want to take a bath, get clean, all that stuff. Soap costs, and that's one thing that everybody needs, but everybody sweeps it under the rug, So with that being said, man, my name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. My website is EWWNradio.com. We just had our 20th anniversary of being in business, and if people like this network right here in this platform, that's making history, this is a new time capsule. Every time we get on one of these Wi-Fi shows, you can rewind it, play it back. If I'm speaking too fast and you miss something, you can download the MP3 and you can hear it 40,000 times. So we have no more excuses. It's not a skill issue. It's more like, are we going to do it or not? We have the skills, we have the resources, but we have to pull our resources together and be adamant about seeing it through. Anybody can show up, but can you stay until after the job is complete? And after the job is complete, meaning everything has been cleaned up. Just because we had a party, everybody say the party's over, everybody walked out, everything needs to be put back like it's supposed to be. So I'm moving out the way, y'all. I really appreciate y'all's time. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Pastor Don Jr., CEO of Worldwide Network. His organization is doing many things around the country, and possibly helping out with organizations all around the world. So that's a good word for Pastor Don. We appreciate his input on our radio show. Okay, it's time for another commercial break. So if everybody on hold will just hang on a minute, we'll be back to you in a minute. Okay, Don will play a song and then drop the commercial spot. Mm-hmm.
You are listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
All right. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I have another guest on the line that I'd like to bring on and share his perspective about the homeless situation. LeBron, sir, are you there?
Yes, I am. Loud and clear, G Money.
Okay, well, great. You were telling me some interesting things about what you thought about the homeless situation. Can you share that with all of my listeners, please?
Yes, 100%. First and foremost, I want to thank you for inviting me onto this show. But my perspective on homelessness is this. Pastor Don spoke on individuals who have been, you know, with master's degrees, undergraduate degrees, meaning that these individuals are well capable of providing for themselves. They just made some wrong decisions. I don't feel like a person's wrong decisions should cost America tons of income. Me, myself, I'm a business consultant. I'm an artist. I'm a motivational speaker. And when I look at, you know, situations, and also, sorry, a philanthropist. So I have a heart for this situation, which is what touched me when you were talking about means. But I don't feel like America's dollars should be spent to be building out homes for individuals who make wrong decisions, because when you make a wrong decision and someone just pampers you in a wrong decision, you don't learn anything. So, you know, means, you know, when it comes down to it, they're providing food. And, you know, when King Solomon, you know, wanted to build a temple to worship God, you know, the masons were paid with food, oil, you know, bread. You know, those is what means is providing, meaning they're giving them the strength to go out there and do what they have to do. You know, maybe they have to humble up, get with some family. Hopefully they haven't done enough or stolen or something like that where they don't have any family. But I feel like, you know, with the homeless shelters, you know, in there, that's already spending money on it right there, which we need to construct, you know, I would say a little more homeless shelters, but not in the sense of throwing them in a mansion. I'm sorry to disagree with Pastor Don, CEO, and, of course, he's my guy because I am a part of the winning team. So, shouts out to Pastor Don, CEO. But that's my perspective. And, honestly, within business development, I know companies all across the country that would love to partner up with the MEANS organization and help them to facilitate and get out there and volunteer their time to get this food out to the homeless. You know, I live in Atlanta, Georgia, where homeless is very predominant, just like in Las Vegas. So I feel like with that, you know, that's awesome. Let's partner up with a company named MEANS. Let's feed them. But then let's have these individuals be educated while we're doing it to go ahead and go to work.
Oh, well, that's excellent. I like that idea. Because we do have a lot of the homeless people that are educated and that need a break so that they can get back on their feet. And I know when you move to Las Vegas, I learned this personally myself, you have to have a work card in order to get a job in Vegas. Now, I don't know what it's like in other cities and other states, but in Las Vegas, you got to have a work card. So you got to go through a work program, a training program, to be eligible to earn your work card. And then once you have the work card, then you can go apply for any jobs in Las Vegas. But you have to go and get the work card first. And then a lot of people in that are homeless need medical attention, and they need to go to where they can get their medical card. They need to go to the welfare office and apply for a medical card. And if they have no income, they can qualify for Medicaid, which is the insurance in Nevada that they give people with low or no income. They can apply for Medicaid. And that way they can go to the doctor and they can get their medical situation taken care of. If they need medicine, if they need any kind of medical training or treatment, they can go and get it. And there's a couple of medical clinics that I mentioned on my announcement. They have a medical clinic in the back of the Las Vegas Rescue Mission that will cater to any homeless people that need medical attention. So you can always go there, and that's on Grandy and Bonanza in West Las Vegas. And so those are things that the homeless people need. And we also found out that a lot of the homeless people are homeless because they were living in mental institutions. And the government shut down a lot of mental institutions all across the country. And they put the people on the street with nowhere to go. So we need to look into opening up some mental institutions again and putting a lot of the people that are homeless, put them back in the institution so they can get their medical attention, because a lot of them need medicine to help them with their schizophrenia and the other kind of inflections that they have. So that's something that we all need to work on. But the MEANS is a good organization, and I'm really pushing everybody to get involved with MEANS because they're doing something that is exceptional. They're giving people, you know, they're giving the agencies food to give to the homeless, and I think that's exceptional.
Phenomenal.
All right. So, Pastor Don Jr., are you still on the line? Okay.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
I'm right here. I have my phone on mute, man. Shout out to Jay LeBron. I really appreciate you jumping on the show, and I want to say Jay LeBron is making a lot of moves out there. So we all are bringing something different to the table. And I wanted to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Since you've been doing this radio program, do you notice that more people are getting involved with the Internet and opening up their own radio shows? Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that there are several people that have expressed the interest to me about trying to open up a radio show, and they're trying to get me and my engineer involved in their radio show productivity. So, yes and no, I haven't been involved in anybody's new radio station, but I have talked to several people that have come to me and my brother, the engineer for my show, and asked if we'd be willing to help them start a radio show. So that sounds good to me.
The reason why I ask is because you're out here helping the homeless like this. This is a great platform, and not only is it a great platform, but the more that we do it, the more it's going to spread like wildfire. And everybody, like, you know, it's like when people started frying chicken. First it was breaded, then people started adding their own seasoning, and at some point, Colonel Sanders mastered the recipe. I say all that to say, keep pressing and doing what you're doing, because a lot of times with us being radio guys, we're talking to people, and we can only make eye contact or make eye contacts with a certain situation, but we don't realize that so many people hear exactly what we're talking about, and they're living off of every word that we're saying, you know. So we can't see everybody that hears us on the radio, but it's so many people that hear and don't say anything. So I'm just telling you, man, you're really doing something amazing for the homeless, and keep going. It's hard to keep it going. It's easy to stop it. It's hard to keep it going.
Right. Well, thank you, Pastor. We appreciate the support from your end. We really appreciate you coming on the line today and bringing some of your support from your winning team. We really appreciate that. And thank you, LeBron. We enjoyed your comments and your statements about your opinion about what we're doing with the homeless and how we're helping the homeless. Let me ask you, you're living in Atlanta?
Correct.
And now Atlanta has a lot of the music people. What are they doing in Atlanta? to help the homeless? I'm just curious.
No, that's a great question. You know, it's not something that I see predominantly done, you know, in the community. If so, I'm missing it, and I'm in the music industry. And like I said, I feel like it's things that, yeah, can be done within, you know, individuals who, you know, can put in and have connections and help the homeless. So I don't see a lot being done.
Oh, okay. Well, another point, if you're in the music industry, are you a performer or are you a manager or you have a record company or what's your involvement in the industry?
No, 100%. I do artist consulting. I'm also a gospel artist myself. So essentially, you know, I do all facets from, you know, orchestrating the business of the company, orchestrating the label, orchestrating the publishing, the artist development, performance, producing of records, everything within those regards.
All right. Well, I don't know if you were listening to my commercial drop, but I'm interested in getting any new music that artists have that they want to get released. I'd be appreciative if you send me an email with some of your artists' music and I can play it on my radio show. I'd be very interested in doing that for you. So, you know, all you have to do is pull up my email address and it'll play on one of the drops, bigmouthgvg@juno.com. And just send us an email, and we can add it to our list of songs that we play during our radio show. And I'd love to be able to help promote your artist.
Awesome. No, thank you so much. Shoot that email to me again, Big Mouth.
gvg@juno.com.
All right, that's Big Mouth. GBG, that's Garage, Biscuit Garage at Juno, JUNO.com.
Right. That's it. And as soon as we get the email, then we can put that on our music list to play the music on our radio show. And we can do that. We can help introduce your artists and let everybody hear your artist's music, and you can tell all the record companies in Atlanta that we'd be interested in playing their music.
All right. Got a deal.
All right. All right, well, gentlemen, it's time for me to have another commercial. We need to pay our bills. So if you hold on a minute, Donald's going to play a song, and then he's going to drop our commercial spot. And we'll be back to talk to you in a minute.
Yeah. the dimes, so naive that she believed every single line. 17, first time, stepped up, about to have a child.
Charge that to the game.
Was just us and mom, single parent home. She did the best she could, did it all alone. Met a man, but he won't raise a child that's not his own. No, no, oh no, no. But it's all crazy. Hey, baby, shots get popped. Cops shut down the party. Jeans sag low, blow smoke out of the tree. We got love for y'all.
Put y'all on y'all on
mother.
Sweet your lane.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The grown
yeah, yeah.
Ain't out here to
yeah.
Party. Don't
hate
you
on
know.
Us. We're about to laugh.
Also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then let Gregory Gerard make you famous. Just send your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. That's bigmouthgbg@juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. We've had our privilege to have two call-in guests that have talked to us and given us information concerning the homeless situation in Las Vegas. And the homeless situation all across the country. And we have been privileged to hear their opinions about what they've stated for us to hear. And it's my pleasure to thank you, gentlemen, for calling in and presenting your agencies and your work that you're doing in Atlanta and all across the United States, Pastor Warren, Pastor Don Jr., you're doing some amazing work, and we're always pleased to have your winning team calling us and giving us their opinion. We appreciate that. And LeBron, it's been my pleasure talking to you. I look forward to receiving some of your music from some of your artists so that we can play the songs on our radio show. And I want to take this time to thank both of you gentlemen for coming on our radio show and sharing the time with me. I appreciate it. And at this moment, I'd like to say everybody around the world that's listening to my radio show, I hope you got some good information and you listen to these people that were sharing their expertise for you to listen to. And I'm so grateful to have them calling in and talking with us on Friday, which we've dedicated to helping the homeless situation. So again, I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street. I'm also known as the Pimp Comic, G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I'm Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'd like to thank you for listening to my radio show today. And I look forward to talking to you again next week on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 o'clock. So thank you again, gentlemen, for being on our radio show. And thank you, everybody around the world, for listening to our opinions and our statements. And contact me, MEANS, about having some food distributed to people in your city, because they're doing things on a national level, and we're really grateful for them and the work that they're doing. All right, Donald, thank you for being my engineer. I appreciate it. Big Nasty, are you on the line? Have you called in to check in with us? No. Okay. Well, I want to say what's up, little brother. I hope you're kicking it, doing it well. And we'll get back to you on another day. All right, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world and all across Las Vegas. This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I'm out of here. Peace.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you're a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.